Hello, welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, B, and I'm here with Storm, Maria, Jamie, and Melissa. And today we're here to talk about nerd shit. How are you ladies doing?
Well, super. Thanks for asking.
That's the second time this month that I've heard that reference.
What?
Super thanks for asking.
Oh, okay. From South Park. Yeah. Isn't that what you were doing?
Enjoyed the, shows from my youth. Yes.
The cadence in which you said South Park was very disturbing to me.
Why?
She was like, from South Park.
I understood that reference.
Right, I understood that reference. That's what that felt like.
I am with it. I am hip.
I am with the times. I am hip and happening.
Well, she should have said the South Park.
The South Parks. That sounds more Melissa.
Hello, fellow youngsters.
Hello, fellow teens. hey, Melissa, what's the name of the actor from Leverage again?
It was Audris, but then somebody told me that he has no R in his name.
Never that.
Is it Aldix Hodge? Is it?
So and that's Aldis. How you remember his name.
Aldis?
Dick. Mm. Aldis Dick. And his name is Aldis.
Wow.
So that's how, that's a, what they call that? A nominer?
What's the word? I'm sorry, say that again.
I don't even know what you're saying.
I know what she's saying. I just need to say it again.
She's trying to say a mnemonic device.
I need you to say it again.
Say it again?
See, nah, because y'all know what I'm saying. So nah, it's a meme. I forgot what you said.
I was like, does she mean misnomer? What's happening?
No.
I am high enough for this conversation, you guys.
All right, well. Apparently everybody's doing good. We have actual topics to discuss. We do. So actually first on our list, which it's not a surprise to me, but I guess it was a surprise to some people. Lovecraft Country. HBO has announced that Lovecraft Country is not getting a second season.
I don't know why that's news. Like, girl, who thought it would? But you're right though. A lot more people were surprised and I'm like, okay.
Remember,
my mother was very upset that they were not coming back.
They remember they were already sort of planning for the second season, mm-hmm. and it seemed like it would be an interesting, like it was going to take an interesting like direction. But
I don't know if that's true.
Did you see the map though?
Trying to be diplomatic.
No, like watching the first season, I felt like. When it ended, it had a definite ending. Like it was leaving stuff open just in case.
Yeah.
But like I felt like the ending was pretty finite.
Well, I feel like maybe they were thinking in terms of an analogy, like that chapter of this is closed, and maybe uh-huh. there's something else.
Well, yeah, they said that for the second season they had started doing this alternative reality thing, right. Which I don't know if I would have liked that.
I don't know either, because it has echoes of that show that never got off the ground from HBO. Remember Confederates from the?
Yeah, it does sound a little
from
bit
the True Blood Niggas.
Yeah, so that
no, that's not from the True Blood Niggas. That's from the Game of Thrones.
Right. Yeah. So like I mean, I did have my, like, when I heard about that, I did have some concerns, but then we have to also have a come to Jesus moment about the quality of Lovecraft Country itself.
Lovecraft Country was good, but it had very low points. Like, when it was bad, it was awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still, like, justice for Ruby, please. Thanks.
Please. But Misha did sign a deal. Misha Green, the show creator, signed a deal with Apple TV.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't say what she's going to be doing yet, but it reunites her with Zach Van Amberg and Jamie Ehrlich, who also did Underground with her.
Okay.
Back in the days of WGN. So.
Actually, I do have a grievance with OWN. I do not appreciate OWN being like, Underground is back, but it's not like a new season. It's just it's now showing on OWN.
Yeah, that was very
deceptive and then really unnecessary. And like, I hate this because like, when certain networks take or, you know, when certain networks grab shows that are now off the air or, you know, in syndication or whatever, like, I'm thinking, okay, well, this is going to be kind of like in regular rotation, and then it's a very much blink and you miss it sort of thing. Like, that's,
yeah, it was like for a month and then it was gone again. It's like, I gotta watch this on Hulu. Why did you do this to me?
Right. Meanwhile, I have to, you know, watch, you know, like 50-11 episodes of
whatever Tyler Perry.
Don't show. Try to disparage Sisters. I just got back into it.
I'm fuck out of it because it's trash. It's trash.
Melissa, it's nobody good. Wants Melissa. To watch. Nobody wants to watch Single Girlfriends or whatever that.
I will be ready when you guys want to have a watch party.
No. Nope.
No.
I'll be ready. I'll just be waiting. And actually, the show is on BET. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Well, still not.
Owen also, I think maybe it moved. He moved to BET, but Owen also had a lot of very bad Tyler Perry things.
Oh, no, most definitely. They still do. I think the Have and the Have Nots is still on there.
Yeah, like 19 shows that are Tyler Perry produced. Like, I'm good.
Tyler Perry saved Oprah, and I'll stand by that shit because that channel.
But Oprah and I have beef because his programming is very questionable. I just.
Ma'am, do you want to say that? Do you want to?
Do you want to say that? Right. I was going to say the same thing.
I feel like I can say it because I'm not in danger of an Oprah deal ever.
I'm gonna edit that out. I'm gonna do that for you.
Because
I'm not gonna let you mess up my Amy Poehler. Okay. You're not doing this to me.
Okay. But I will say this.
I also want to have a bad sitcom on OWN. Thank you very much.
Tyler Perry produced.
Oh. Just be called Bitches.
Acting, costume design, hairstylist.
I also want to put some heifers in some bad wigs so I can make $1 million.
Okay. Okay, so gotta edit that out. But I will say this. Mm-hmm. Can I just diplomatically, while I'm glad that the network highlights Black love, some of the shows that we have gotten behind to illustrate that are a little problematic, is all.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think I know which one you're talking about. I'm going to ask the question, is it still on?
Yes.
Oh, that's not the one I'm thinking of.
What are you thinking of?
I was thinking of Love Is.
Oh, no. So that was really interesting, the way that all went down.
Oh, Love Is the one that was like it was like a documentary kind of. Like where couples were talking about their relationships and how they got together.
No, that's what I'm talking. No. Love Is was the show that was by
Melissa's talking about it.
Mara Brock and Kill.
Mm-hmm. It featured a big fine Kadeem Hardison.
And it was supposed to be based on Mara's relationship with her real life husband, who was also a producer and stuff on the show. So co-creator, and then there's a scandal hit where a woman came forward accusing her husband of being abusive, and they had had this like long ass affair, and so he stepped down, but then the show got canceled.
He's
still doing stuff on the WB, of course, with Black Lightning, and I think the Black Lightning spinoff or whatever. So he wasn't necessarily canceled. But yeah, no, like there's an icky colorism issue with OWN, and then there's the problematic love stories that we tend to promote that kind of.
I mean, the colorism issue is across the board with Black media.
Oh yeah, sure. But like, I
really need for us to understand that Black women darker than a brown paper bag can one
exist.
Love. One, we exist. One, we exist. Two, we can find love. And three, we don't got to suffer all the time. Sometimes we can just be happy.
All my life, I had to fight to catch a dick.
Mm.
Wow.
To catch all this dick.
I'm telling you, this is a brand new show coming to OWN. Get all this on the phone. City on the Hill is on break right now.
Anyway, moving on, speaking of canceled shows, we actually got, there's actually a lot of shows that have been canceled that were just announced. What was it, like 26 shows? Hold on, let me do that.
35, I thought it was.
35?
I had it up, but I just lost it.
35.
Hold on, I'm pulling it up right now. But I know one of the shows
33.
That got,
43 TV shows canceled in 2021 so far.
So far. I know one of the shows that was canceled that I wanted to talk about was Good Girls. And the reason I want to talk about Good Girls being canceled is because the way they're trying to spin why the show is being canceled does not sit well with me.
Nope, does not.
Why is it being canceled?
Basically, what they're saying is the reason the show is being canceled is because the guy, what's his name?
Manny Montoya.
They were going to do the last season of the show, and it was going to be a shortened season. Right. And they had asked people to take a pay cut, and all of the main stars took a pay cut, and he wouldn't, right? And so basically they're trying to say that's the reason that they're canceling the show. But I don't like that specifically because, one, he's not one of the main characters of the show. He's probably making a lot less.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think the reason why they, so to clarify, this report came from the Hollywood Reporter this week. And if you read the article, like the article touches on the salary thing, and also touches on what they describe as a contentious relationship between Manny and Christina Hendricks.
I don't think it was contentious, though. Like, I think...
No. I'm saying, that's why I'm using, like, because, again, like, this is all framing from
right. You're right.
But, like, again, they're sort of framing this as an issue between Christina and Manny that sort of blew up. And this is why I'm side-eyeing, because there's, like, when you look at what they're using as an example of, you know, like, tension, there's no there. Like, basically, it was, oh, Manny refers to me using a nickname I don't like. He calls me Chris, now I like Chris. And then, you know, Manny saying, you know, like, someone asking him about the chemistry aspect of their, you know, of their scenes together, the scene work, and he's like, you know,
It's a job.
The same, like, there's literally no there. And the journalist also quotes an insider who worked on set. And we already know, usually when it's, you know, like an unnamed source, you know, saying this shit, that it's probably some bullshit. Uh-huh. So it doesn't gel to me. Like, the whole framing is like the mean brown man wouldn't
right
the pay cut along with the girls, and so he ruined everything, and it's like, that doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't gel.
And like, specifically the framing of that part, the part where it's like, oh, everybody thinks it would be really steamy, but it's actually like, he's actually very professional with me because that's his job. Like,
it's like a job.
Like, and he loves his wife. Have you seen him with his wife?
Love her too. She's fucking gorgeous.
Like, it's okay for people to, like, I don't expect, like, there's chemistry on, the chemistry is on screen, and that's where it's supposed to be, right? Like, if he's not, if out of that, he's just being respectful and being like, okay, cool, I'm gonna go over here, you know, whatever. Right. For me, that's better than what a lot of dudes in Hollywood do, which is be extremely inappropriate.
Yeah. So, like, And she said the same thing, like, you know, like, we keep it professional, and it is what it is. And but again, like I said, the framing of this is really odd, and we're going off of one account from one unnamed source who worked on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how valid this shit is, and so there are a lot of questions. From an ethical standpoint, it's like, okay, well, it seems like we wanted to write a story that fits our theory or our thesis, and we just kind of wrapped it around.
I do not like the way that they're framing it, like it's his fault. I don't think it's his fault. I think that there was a certain, I think that they had the negotiation. They were trying to do this to have the shortened season, and the network didn't want it.
Exactly. And that's, which is crazy.
There's no way you cancel an entire show because one character, not even part of the main trio, didn't want to take his salary down. I don't think
Here's the thing. There's no way that you do that there's no way that you do that, but also because he is a brown person, it's so easy to put that on.
Right. It's really insidious to me.
When that is something that other white actors will do is be like, I'm not taking a pay cut for this. In fact, I want more money, and people will bend over their back to make it work. And it's not like Good Girls isn't a popular show.
Right. I feel like Manny Montana was a fan favorite, because I think that was another one of those cases where he was supposed to be on only for a short time, but his character grew, you know, in popularity, so they kept him on. And that's fine. I mean, like, it works. What makes me upset about this cancellation in particular is because it's such a good show, right? Uh-huh. It's so multi-layered, and
the characters are really great.
Right. And it really shows, you know, like these class struggles, like in a real tangible way. Like, you know, you have, you know, the poor sister, you have the sister who was once middle class, who is now no longer middle class because, you know, her husband fucked up the bag. You uh-huh. have, you know, like the best friend of the sisters who, you know, has, you know, who's trying to like buy, you know, medication for her sick kid.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, has to resort to these crimes in order to keep food on the table and to keep medication, you know, handy. Like,
and then you have her relationship with her husband that's loving and sexual, and like, you don't get to see that with a fat, dark skinned woman on TV.
Listen, like, I love Retta so much.
And not a big woman.
Mm. And, like, yeah, exactly.
And it's not like sadness and woe, right? Like, even at the lowest points of their marriage between, you know, the two characters, like, there's still a love and respect there. Like, he's not like saying, fuck you, bitch, or throwing in a towel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it works. And for NBC to go, well, guess we can't give you that last season because, again, the evil brown guy wouldn't.
The brown guy.
And why are they asking the leads to take a pay cut? It's a shortened season. You already gonna pay me less, right? Like,
man, listen, I've seen
they get a contracted amount, so it's like, well, actually no, because sometimes it is
per episode, it depends.
Sometimes it's per episode, it depends.
Right.
So
so many questions, and like, is it eligible for syndication? Has it reached that point?
It's got to be 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
five fun. Seasons. Five seasons. Yeah. That's why
it has to be a certain number of episodes to be syndication, not just
yeah.
It has to be like 100 episodes.
No, probably.
I think it's 100 episodes, and I think a lot of shows hit that at 5 seasons.
Right, because they're usually at 20 episodes per season. Right. So yeah.
Right.
And like, they've been doing half seasons for the last couple of years, so.
Yeah. Which that's it is what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Since you're lying.
NBC is picking up another show, starring, I think, what's her face from Orange is the New Black, which is kind of related to, well, similar to this one in that we've got a trio of women, like a trio of moms who kill off a mom and then,
What is it, Jawbreaker?
Jawbreaker.
Hi, hello, here's a movie reference from the 90s that nobody remembers but me. Jawbreaker.
I'm a Jawbreaker fan.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
That's before Rose McGowan got annoying.
Oh, yes. Buddy, Rose McGowan, why are you? You know what? I'm not even going to get into that.
Yeah, but like, so yeah, so like, I think the it's being led by Dasha Polanco from Orange Is the New Black.
Really?
Oh.
Like, but it's just really interesting. Like, again, like I just feel like
I want good things for Dasha. I really do.
Yeah. Same. I don't know. Like, it just this.
I feel like bad things follow Dasha around. I feel like she's not trying to cause problems. But problems come to her, like, hey, bitch, what you doing?
Like, what's up, danger?
You just get over the, I don't know if it was on Instagram or Twitter, stuff that you got going on, and now you're in the Heights.
Girl.
I'm
sorry,
in the Bights? In the white.
In the lights.
In the brights.
So maybe this might be a better move for her. Maybe this might be it.
Maybe.
Hopefully so. Okay, actually, time out again. Now we're allowed to dislike Hamilton after all I've been through. You bitches is late.
First of all, nobody said that. Hamilton. No one said that. Mm-mm. We're allowed to not like Lin-Manuel. And I don't know that I just, I don't, I am on complicated feelings right now, okay? I'm a complicated feeling.
Wait,
complicated. I've always been down with critique, but I always like it. Like it's
Lin-Manuel, they'll explain it better why the problematicness of him.
All right, so here's the thing. Lin-Manuel Miranda, recently the movie In the Heights came out, right? And In the Heights is a story about an area in New York that is mostly populated by Dominican people.
Yes.
Dominican people come in all colors, but a lot of the people in Washington Heights are browner.
Yes, way browner.
But in The Heights, clearly they did a paper bag test because they've only cast light-skinned people and the one nigga that played Dr. Dre in the NWA biopic.
But they'll say, like, because In The Heights was on Broadway, of course, years before Hamilton, that these same issues persisted back then when it was on Broadway as well. Oh. So, and that coupled with, you know, the allegations from Hamilton ensemble members talking about their issues were trying to, you know, rise through the ranks of the ensemble cast. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
Jimmy, were you saying they were trying to rise up?
Shut up. Well, also even what I forgot that man's name just that fast. He played Aaron Burr. What is his name?
Leslie
Odom Jr. Even Leslie Odom Jr. was like, up until the day that they were filming for you know, the what ended up being on Disney Plus when they started filming the archived version that they were going to put out, like up until that day, he wasn't even sure if he was going to do it because they didn't want to pay him enough.
Which is crazy to me because like
he is the star of the thing.
He's the star
because again. Lin-Manuel Miranda, you cannot sing. Why would you make yourself a role where you have
because
to
because he wants to be on Broadway, and I understand it. I understand his dream. He wants to be on the stage singing, even though he can't sing.
I wrote it. I created it. I get to be the star.
So you wrote it, created it, and then embarrassed yourself, sir?
He did the same thing Tyler Perry does in every movie he creates.
Tyler Perry is also
a fucking billionaire.
Fair.
But, like here's the thing too. So like that. So Leslie Odom's account kind of falls in line with what the ensemble members were saying about the colorism issues with Hamilton and the fact that a lot of the folks behind the scenes, like while you know on stage we have a wide variety of like brown and beige people, backstage and in production and in these you know positions of power. Very, very white. Okay. So you are dealing with folks who are, you know, basically like, hey, sorry, darky. No, you're on track 7. And that's usually the track that...
Sir, taps the wall. Do you see this paper bag? Excuse me?
But like, everybody knows that there are particular tracks that only certain, like, actors who fit a certain aesthetic get. And... Uh-huh. There was, you know, two tracks, one for black men, monoracial black men for the most part, and monoracial black women.
You mean like career tracks?
Right. No, well, yeah, sort of like, well, okay. Like tracks as far as like choreography and blocking. So when they, so like the ensemble cast, when they come on stage and you see the folks in the background sort of doing the dances with the chairs and whatnot, mm-hmm. These are the tracks that we're talking about. So like, but you know, like these members are also, you know, typically invited to audition for other parts. For
right.
Mm-hmm. They never get these auditions. They never rise above the rank of. They never rise above the ensemble cast, or they never move from the track basically because
it's
too dark to be in certain roles. Mm. That's yeah. So yeah, in short, Hamilton's problematic.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, there are lots of very problematic.
Yep. I mean, not just like the material itself, but like the
show. How did we get here?
But yeah, so like I'm not. It really sucks because Leslie. I've seen it for Leslie since Smash. Rest in peace.
Me too.
Leslie Odom Jr. is very talented.
Yeah.
Actually, most of the people in the cast were very, very talented.
Renee is.
Renee Goldman, man.
Renee
is still aging backwards as we speak.
Yeah. My thing about her is, if she gonna get that song out, if she has to unhinge her jaw and put her head entirely back, the song is gonna come out of her mouth.
Speaking of Renee, you should definitely be watching Girls 5 Eva.
Alyssa,
is it good?
I'm saving
it, is so great. Good.
Okay, so because I remember I came into the group chat and I was like, yo, look. So okay, and of course I haven't watched it yet because I ain't had no time, but I'm going to binge the hell out of this show. I can't.
What's it on?
Peacock.
Peacock. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
I'm setting aside binge time because I'm so excited about this. I cannot even, and I love Renee, so I have to watch.
I will say.
Go ahead.
That even though she's not like a writer on it, I believe it does still have some of the Tina Fey feel.
Oh,
she's a producer on it, isn't she? Or right. She created it at the very least. So yeah.
But it's not, it's like the Tina Fey feel without the Tina Fey drag.
Okay.
Renee is fucking fantastic in it. Like if anything, just watch it for her.
You know, like I mean that's what I'm in for. Like her and what's her face?
Sarah Bareilles?
Well, yeah, I like Sarah, but isn't
Paula Pell? Oh, Busy Phillips. I love Busy Phillips. Why did it take me so long to get to Busy?
Because it took, like, I was like, no, not her. Yeah, no, I
love Busy Phillips.
I've loved Busy since, like, she was on Popular, like, 20 years ago. So, like,
I like Busy Phillips since Popular, and she's the reason that I started listening to the Thrilling Adventure Hour podcast.
She was great in Cougar Town, and I will stand on that.
Oh, yeah, she was in Cougar Town, too. I forgot about that.
I forgot about that show.
A show that just got better.
It did, like, I mean, unfortunately, Courtney Cox's face did not, but...
Well, so here's the thing. Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston, I don't know if they're afraid of aging. I mean, it's Hollywood, probably, but... They've done the surgeries, which I don't have anything against, but there's a certain uncanny valleyness to their faces that, like,
yeah, like it's undeniable at this point.
It takes me a second for my brain to register that that's them.
Yeah, I feel like Jennifer, I don't know if they had different doctors or what, but Jennifer's took a longer time to be like,
yes,
huh?
Yeah, because even. You're in the morning show, it's like, and there was a point where it's like, okay, well, no, this doesn't look good at all. No.
Shout out to Phoebe for just being like, look, I'm old, bitches.
Right, and you're gonna
be old. I'm a B.O.
And you gonna catch y'all, I'm funny. And what?
Right. And I'm still fine though. So fuck.
Still fine. And honestly, I know that she probably hasn't had as many projects as the rest of them, but out of all of them, she's the best.
Like, I've enjoyed more of her projects.
Yeah, Web Therapy. Yeah. You guys ever get a chance to look it up? I think
her stints on Scandal. I was like, what?
Like, listen, no, like I feel like she's been able to be she's made enough money. Like she's fuck you rich now. So she gets to choose what she wants to do. Not that the rest of the cast hasn't, but she's been more, I guess, thoughtful with her choices. And like,
honestly, she probably also was like given more space to do that, because the thing about when Friends was on and when Friends was ending, everybody wanted Courtney Cox.
Yep.
And I was about to say Jennifer Cox, but that's not right. Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston they like expected them to explode into like these big movie stars.
Mm-hmm.
And like that. I mean, I feel like Jennifer Aniston tried a little bit and then realized it wasn't for her.
She had some success, but she had she had critical success with like indie films and whatnot. But they were trying to make her, you know, into a box office star.
Yeah, and I don't think she wanted that.
No, she shines when she isn't playing like the movie version of Rachel Green.
Mm-hmm.
So like you like I think about that movie with her and was it Gyllenhaal I think it was Jake Gyllenhaal, where she's playing like a cashier. It came out in like the early aughts. I want to say it was Good Girl. But like she shines in those sort of like slice of life sort of films, or in Friends with Money was sort of another really good one. But yeah, like when she's not doing a Rachel Green thing, like when I give her that space to do other stuff, that's when it works.
Yeah, and I feel like that was the problem with Courteney Cox and Jennifer right. Aniston, is they kept trying to make them box office movie stars. And like, go ahead.
Courtney is a comedic actress. I don't think she can really do drama, and I don't think she, maybe she doesn't even want to, and that's...
I don't think she wants to.
Right.
Because like, the thing that she did the most after was like, she did the Scream movies.
Right.
Which I liked her in.
Right, I mean, she gets to be campy and goofy and, you know, she was with her then husband, cutting up. I'm sure that worked out, but yeah. Like, you don't think dramatic, you don't look at Courtney Cox and go, dramatic actress. I mean, mm-hmm. that's more, you know, like, that's more of a, you know, Jennifer Aniston thing. And what Jennifer is doing now with The Morning Show, it's like another sort of prestige, you know, television sort of deal. But yeah, but I think with
should have let them have a prestige TV. Like, they really should have, instead of trying to put them, because I feel like, especially with around the time that Friends ended, like, that's when prestige TV was a thing.
Yep.
Like, the early aughts was when TV started, instead of TV being the place where actors went to retire. Like,
this thing. And I feel like a lot, like, when we, I think The Sopranos sort of in that era, because again, we're thinking about, you know,
Sopranos let people know that you didn't have to have a sitcom for TV to be enjoyable.
Exactly. But,
and you know, that Edie Falco is the best.
Yes.
Oh, there's an article about something about like Carmela and like white feminism that I need to read. And I think I had a bookmark somewhere, but it looks like it's going to be a real hoop.
Also, I have a list of the canceled TV shows by network. So let's go. On ABC, what has been canceled is American Housewife, Call Your Mother, For Life, Mixed Dish, and Rebel.
So it's very interesting to me. So, like, and I feel like a lot of us predicted it, right? That, like, basically, 2020 was, you know, the year that we, you know, were like, yay, justice, or, you know, racial justice or social justice. And then and 2021 was the year that all that shit went bye-bye. And I think
we all knew that was gonna happen.
Right. I mean, like, we predicted,
black people knew it was gonna happen.
Like, you know, before For Life came on, I saw the trailers, I was like, this is not gonna lie.
Like, it's not, like, it was not, and it sucks because one of my favorite people has had a, you know, a guest star, you know, like a guest star appearance on air, like, since the first season. Thelonious Monk, who, like, you know, is a talented,
hilarious. Yeah, Thelonious is hilarious. Did not know that all of my friends apparently know that man. I was like, what?
Yeah, no, like, I know him. Yeah, no, he's dope as hell. Like, there's video somewhere of us cutting up in Sam's house.
I have to cut that too. I can't talk about how great his apartment was. God. I just want that bath. Whatever house I get, I need to recreate that bathroom. But anyway.
That bathroom was ridiculous.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. I want that bathroom, but bigger. Oh, man.
Storm is giving y'all the eye.
Yeah, no. So For Life, again, sort of, you know, what, like, and this was also, it's also very interesting, I think, that it was greenlit under the tenure of the ABC, the first black female ABC president.
Uh-huh.
The president of the network greenlit that. And it was a hit. It was a critical darling for a little bit. And then I think it was, of course, it's a matter of ratings. And you know, yeah, like,
we knew that wasn't going to last.
Right. But, like, again, like, so, like, with For Life, with Rebel, because, again, we are taking this sort of, you know, social justice bent. It's based on...
I didn't even know about Rebel. What was that?
Yeah. Rebel was grand closing on that bitch.
Like, Rebel was, what's her face, from Married with Children.
Katie Siegel,
but, like, she's fighting for the little guy now.
Like, it's Katie Siegel, and she...
Oh, right. It came out?
It was based on Erin Brockovich's life.
Yeah, there we go. Erin Brockovich. That's what I was going to say.
Like, yeah. So, like, it's based on her, it's loosely based on her life. And she's, you know, basically, like, still a hellraiser in, like, a low cut blouse and high heels. And she's willing to, which I love, because I also thought, you know,
I love a good hellraiser thought. It's my favorite thing.
Seagal's not, like, if you don't know, and if nothing else, Katie's gonna let you know she's still got it, and she does. And I thought that
you about to see him.
Right. And I thought that was really great, right? But apparently didn't catch on either, and that's gone.
They didn't even, I feel like, I haven't even had a chance to watch it. They gave it maybe 5 episodes. It really did not have a lot of episodes before.
It didn't have a lot of episodes, and they didn't really advertise it a whole lot. Like, they advertised it for like the month before it came out, and then that was it.
It was like, surprise, like, it's here, and then it just kind of, yeah. But yeah, no, like, it's really interesting that, again, like, these are the shows that are on a chopping block. And as far as American Housewife and For Life, I feel bad for Kira Sedgwick because that show was awful and she deserves better.
Oh, that's Call Your Mother. American Housewife was Katie Mixon.
No, I said Call Your Mother. I thought I said Call Your Mother. Like, in addition to, like, American Housewife was with Katie, what's her face from King of Queens, Mike and Molly. Mike and Molly. So I don't know,
like, I feel like King of Queens and Mike and Molly were almost the same show.
Most CBS sitcoms of that era are the same show.
Yes they are.
I feel like Mike and Molly was
what Melissa did before she got on.
Yeah, I feel like Mike and Molly was King of Queens, but instead of just one of them being fat, both of them were fat.
Chuck Lorre was like, wait a minute.
What if we had two fat people?
Because that shit was supposed to be groundbreaking. Like, there was so much ink, like, spent on how, you know, this was amazing for television to have two fat leads, and it's like,
but it's only because they're losing weight.
But it's still a shitty ass sitcom. So what are we saying?
Okay, I've seen every episode of.
All right, moving on. So CBS has canceled All Rise.
Boom. Of course they did. I was going to say, I'm surprised All Rise had been on as long as it did, because that show was critical. Mm-hmm. It was critical.
Yes, it very much was.
MacGyver, which I didn't realize was still on, and The Unicorn.
Nobody told me it was still on.
Been on for 5 years.
MacGyver was on for 5 years?
Yeah, it was. I watched the first few episodes because nostalgia, and no.
No, it's not good?
No.
But it got 5 years.
Well, yeah. That's good. Let's see. Fox canceled. Also, All Rise is the one with what's-her-face from...
Simone Missick.
I knew that wasn't going to last.
Again,
I mean, the last season they did this whole police brutality storyline.
Well, yeah,
and they were also bringing in restorative justice into
storyline. It's interesting because, again, if I'm not mistaken, so we're canceling all these shows that sort of explored the world of social justice, but there have been several cop shows added to across.
You want to know what cop show? You want to know what show's got? Let's look and see.
Okay, I want to get ahead of the story right now and let us not bring up The Equalizer, because Queen Latifah is not a cop in The Equalizer. She is former CIA. Fuck you. Thank you very much.
So CBS has renewed. I'm just going to go over the cop shows. Blue Bloods, which...
I went through a Blue Blood season. I can't. Blue
Bloods is so fucking gross and so many.
It's been on forever, it feels like.
It's been on for a long time.
But it's the big money maker because people love that shit.
Blue Bloods is on season 12.
Yep.
Is what this new season will be. FBI, FBI Most Wanted, Magnum PI, which I feel like doesn't count.
I mean, it is low-key propaganda, but
yeah. It is. NCIS. Yeah. NCIS Los Angeles.
Jesus Christ, is there anything else but cop shows?
No, there's other shows, but most of it is cop shows.
Is the New Orleans one still on?
No, that's the final season. The final season is this next season, and then it's over.
Scott Bakula.
Scott Bakula, and what's his and the
DC Age Pounder
from Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
I don't know who that is. I was just knowing CCH Pounder isn't in New Orleans.
So they've renewed several cop shows. Oh, but Bob's Burgers is still there, so at least they're... Oh, no, that's not. That's Fox. I've gone too far down. What? So, Bob Hart's Abishoma.
Yes, which is... Bob Hart's Abishola got renewed.
I don't understand that. It's not good. Man.
That ABC show's awful. I'm mad.
Huh?
ABC Renew?
ABC Renewed. Let's go back. I'm going to go through all of ABC's renewals, not just the cop shows. A Million Little Things.
Which actually got a little better this season.
Yeah.
Like, America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, we're still doing it?
Of course.
Apparently.
Because it's super cheap to produce.
It's super cheap, and Alfonso Ribeiro needs a job.
Let's keep it on then. Let's keep it on.
American Idol. This is the season 5, but they've got 20 seasons overall since it was renewed.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Or it was rebooted, I guess.
I've been aggressively ignoring that. Go ahead.
Big Sky. Blackish for its final season.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, didn't know that was a thing.
Yep.
The Conners.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Well, I mean,
can we talk about The Conners for a minute? That's the most, and I watch it, but that's the most depressing fucking sitcom I've ever seen.
I mean, Roseanne was also the most depressing sitcom you've ever seen.
Also, did they explain what happened to BJ's black ass wife that disappeared?
So she got called back onto duty because she's on the service line.
Oh,
and now she came back. So, spoiler alert for the 5 people that are me that are watching it. She came back. Now she retired from the armed services, to raise her daughter and shit.
Oh, so okay.
Together as a couple.
So they're back. Will she be on the show? Is she on the show and everything?
So that was the last episode of the season.
Okay,
because we'll find out next season.
Right, because I was like, wow, like you told me that this is going to be diverse. I see like the black granddaughter for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That. I wouldn't count on seeing her next season, but maybe.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars.
I ignored the fuck out of that. Hate it so much.
The Goldbergs.
I don't want to see that.
The Good Doctor.
They're so mean to the mom on that show. I cannot take it.
Like, is this like? Here's the thing, right? Like, basically, you don't have to watch the Goldbergs to know what's going to happen. Which is, the dad's going to be a dick. The mom is going to do something really overbearing and mom like that's going to piss off the kids. The kids are going to act like complete and total shits until grandpa. Well, not anymore because he said. Comes, tells them to have like a come to Jesus moment and to be nicer or whatever, then impart some wisdom. And then, suddenly everybody makes up at the end. Like, it's just, it's annoying at this point.
Huzzah, every episode of the Goldbergs.
Yep.
Did I already say The Good Doctor? The Good Doctor.
I hate that show.
I don't like that show either. My mom watches that show and I'm just like, this feels offensive.
Woo, it's trash. Don't like it. Not here.
Grey's Anatomy still happening.
Yeah.
Season 18 for Grey's Anatomy.
Like, listen, after
I'm okay with that.
Jesse Williams.
I mean, I won't be watching, but I'm okay with that.
I mean, Jesse Williams needs to continue working because I don't
left the show.
Pay that child support.
The show. He left so he wouldn't have to pay child support. This nigga.
Wait.
That's child support.
That's rude as fuck, and I can hurt me. It hurt me just now. I'm sorry.
Holy moly, which I don't know what that is.
Okay, so Holy Moly is the reality competition show it's golf. It's like a miniature golf competition show that is produced by what's his face? Aisha, what's her face's husband? The guy who plays basketball.
Stephen Curry.
That one, yeah.
How do you remember Aisha Curry but not Stephen Curry? He's the clearly more famous person.
That's how much I pay attention to,
because they're both beige.
I love that it was the guy that plays basketball. I was like,
Wait, listen, I'm a feminist.
So many people play basketball.
The dude in the New Balances.
That boy right there.
He wears shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That one that breathes air. You know that one.
That boy right there.
You could have at least said the light-skinned boy that plays basketball. That would have narrowed down a little bit. There's
many of them, though.
There's all of the bald children. And Steph Curry.
Now.
Home Economics. But the Rookie, which I'm very confused why the show is still on.
Sorry, the what?
The Rookie is the one where Nathan Fillion decides to become a cop at like 50. Yeah. I don't.
But here's the thing. People love Nathan Fillion.
He has lasted for way longer.
He's very charismatic.
Right.
He's very charismatic.
Yeah, but I don't like, but I've ignored him since like the end of.
I haven't.
What was that?
He played one of my favorite characters in the Destiny game, and I was very upset when that character died.
But no, like I stopped. So like
Storm knows.
Same on you. But no, the Joss Whedon show that I'm blanking on.
Firefly.
Yeah, so like after Firefly went off, I was like, eh, okay. And then he got Castle, I think, a little bit after
that. He did get Castle shortly after that.
And, you know, that was another propaganda show. I was just like, I'm not going to pay attention to this.
Listen,
apparently they want Nathan Fillion to be a cop or be cop adjacent. So
because he's popular. They like him.
They like cops. Right. In sitcoms where he gets to be a goofball next to a straight person.
Yeah. No.
Not a straight person isn't, you get what I mean.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like
we can't offend our heterosexual audience, D.
Sorry, all the heteros that might be offended by what I said. I did not mean to.
For me, he's always going to be the guy that was like, what's his face on One Life to Live?
Like, oh, who's he, Joey?
Wasn't he also in a couple episodes of Two Guys, a Girl, and the Pizza Place?
He was a series regular in the end. Thank you very much. He was the firefighter.
Yeah, shit. I know that show. That was one of my favorite shows.
Two Guys, a Girl, and the Pizza Place was so funny when they rebooted it as what was it?
Two Guys and a Girl.
Two Guys and a Girl. I was like, I missed the Pizza Place.
Well, it was Ryan Reynolds.
I said, that's where I was introduced to Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that was the perfect role for Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. And he's been the same dick ever since.
I mean, if it gets him his money. Last couple of shows are that.
Call me a dick me, because I'll take it.
Shark Tank. I'm going to breeze right over that. Shark Tank, Station 19, and Supermarket Sweep.
So, Leslie, listen. Shout out to Leslie Jones for keeping the job. And
she knows what's up.
Yeah, I don't really do Station 19, really, like, unless it's a crossover episode with Grey's. But
I forgot it's in the Grey's universe.
Yeah, so, like, it's...
Oh, dude from Hamilton, though.
Hmm? Who?
The light-skinned dude? George Washington?
The light-skinned dude with the thighs.
Oh, dang, now I'm going to have to watch Station 19.
Huh? Is that, he played Hercules Mulligan, I think his name, on Hamilton.
Oh, the dark-skinned?
The dark-skinned. He's a series regular on Station 19.
Yeah, yeah. So like I did watch there was one recent episode where he and I can't remember dude's name. Yeah,
they call him Oak for short, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so like they got caught and like they were lost at sea or lost in the ocean overnight.
Oh, no.
Survived. I can't. And also, like, I know there are dark skinned people in the Seattle, in the dark skinned women in the Grey's universe. Like, can we?
No, there aren't. Don't lie to yourself.
They
like
are.
That.
Okay. Now that's good. We got to go over it again.
No. All the dark skinned women are in the Scandal universe.
But they exist.
All the dark skinned women are in the Scandal universe, not in the Grey's universe.
Hold on, because I'm going to think of one real quick, and you guys are going to be amazed.
All right. Well, while you're trying to think of one, I'm going to go to what Fox
the doctor. Said.
Do we not count Bailey?
Bailey, yes.
Bailey is pushing it.
Yeah, no, she's brown skin, but also.
I wouldn't consider Bailey dark skin. I would consider her brown skin.
That was the only one I had.
So okay.
What about the other one who got stood up by Jesse Williams?
She ain't been on in seasons.
They wrote her ass off like in the
middle. Stephanie.
Stephanie left the show. Like the actress who plays Stephanie left the show in like 2017, 2016.
Yeah, that was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, like we haven't seen a dark skinned female doctor. Like,
that's become big.
All right, moving on to Fox's canceled shows. Fox has canceled Filthy Rich, Next, and my personal favorite. I'm so sad this is gone. Prodigal Son.
Now, where did that come from? Because I was watching that.
I was watching that too. I don't understand why they canceled it. It was so bad. It was good. Bellamy Young is going to do a rich white woman suffering monologue better than anybody else.
I'll be here for it every time.
Every single time.
I didn't know she was on the show. I would have watched then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She plays the mom.
She is the richest. She is the richest, woeful white woman I've ever met.
Well, damn.
How would you talk to your father like this?
He's a murderer, Mom. What do you mean?
Mom, I'm not talking to him because I want to. I'm talking to him because I'm doing my job.
Damn, and she plays old money, too.
Your sister away from him. God, that's so sad.
And Michael Sheen is on there, too.
Michael Sheen. Mm-hmm. Yes, Michael Sheen.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I hear the tone. I hear it.
For me?
In all honesty.
Skin over there.
Wow.
Storm looked up like, what?
You gave me tone early.
Storm said, light skin said what?
they linked up. It's like a Power Ranger situation.
When the twin powers activate.
Shape of sunburn.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, but Michael Sheen, I remember like his stint on The Good Fight, and I was like, wow, this guy really takes up all the space.
Michael Sheen's a very, very good actor. He's somebody you watch when you're watching something he's in. Like, and you want to see him.
He loves to be a ham.
Yeah. He loves to be a ham, but the thing I remember him the most from is... probably one of the funniest things from 30 Rock is if you see the name Wesley Snipes, you would think it is a British man.
what else did NBC cancel?
NBC has canceled Connecting, Debris, Good Girls, which we already talked about, Manifest, World of Dance, and Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
Oh no. How did that
happen? Hater.
look at Storm. Listen, I'm sorry. I tried to like it.
It renewed Young Rock.
Why? I saw that coming.
They did renew Kenan,
yes.
Okay. Like, Young Rock, I definitely saw the renewal coming because it came off very polished.
They also renewed all of the Chicago shows.
Please, God, no. Why?
Chicago verse.
I need Dick Wolf to leave us
alone. He wants the Chicago verse, for real.
I watched the shows. I can't do it. Like, I tried, and like, none of, like, Chicago's not this. I don't know what the fuck you think that, like, this is not Chicago. Please stop. Like, please stick to, like, you know, trashing New York, because this.
Is no, it's Dick Wolf's Chicago. It's Chicago's turns now.
No, we're good. No.
Also renewed the Blacklist.
Did they renew speaking of Dick Wolf, did they renew Law?
Yes. Organized Crime and SVU.
Yes!
They're never getting rid of Law and Order. What do you mean?
She was looking for organized crime because that was the first thing.
Organized crime because of Chris Maloney.
And them cakes.
Organized cheeks.
The Chris Maloney cakes.
Shut up.
Organized,
but they're never getting rid of SVU. That's never happening.
Man, they'll never miss a squat day.
Listen, they need to. Like, listen, I'm tired. I am exhausted for Olivia Benson. Like, they need to let that child rest because we have put her through everything.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do double duty and, you know, be, you know, like, resume, you know, like, being one half of a tortured ass love affair now that Organized Cheeks is being renewed. So,
I will say Chris Maloney is also another person who everything I've seen him in, I've enjoyed him. Even in Underground, like, I hated his character, but I'm like, Chris Maloney is acting his ass off in this.
I will say that they wasted him in True Blood.
Yeah, but they wasted everybody in True Blood, for one. I still enjoyed him very much in True Blood.
To be fair, True Blood was also a waste of...
It was good up until season four, and then after season four and ongoing, it was just bad. Yeah.
Pretty much when they went off book, like, for no reason.
Not a single reason. It's not like Game of Thrones where the books had stopped. There had been books. So why?
No, like, I just remember, like, us, you know, like, getting together every week to just throw our hands up and go, what the fuck?
What is happening?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is this happening?
Why are we still here? Like, what are we?
Justice for Tara.
Well, Justice for Tara and A.
They continued to do Tara. Oh.
All dirty.
They just continued to do Tara dirty. It made me mad. Oh, and these next the next season for Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Superstore are going to be the final seasons.
Superstore. But yeah, I liked Brooklyn. Okay, so I know, you know, like
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is propaganda, but also I liked it. I've come to terms with the fact that I liked it. It was enjoyable, but yes, it is propaganda.
Well done, cop. It's well produced cop.
Very well done.
Yeah.
I like to think of it as a fantasy show. It's like good cops. They're like dragons.
Wait, no.
We've got good cops and gnomes and fairies.
No, it really is. It really is a fancy show, the same way that another show that just recently went off the air was a fancy show. What was it on Freeform? And I'm blanking on the name. This is horrible.
Younger.
Not Younger. Oh yeah, no, that was definitely like a fantasy.
That was Freeform.
Because ain't no way people want to believe Sutton Foster was a 26-year-old woman.
That's what I kept trying to figure out all first season.
Oh, the bold type?
The bold type was definitely fucking fancy because ain't no way. No. No.
I mean, they apparently get paid really well doing journalism and shit. Like, of course it's fancy.
The series ends with the 26-year-old black girl who got fired the season prior stepping into the editor-in-chief position, like, after being, you know,
cool, I hadn't seen that, but thanks.
Like, I'm like, nigga, this is you know, playing with my fucking remote. This is not journalism. Fuck y'all. No, I don't even fuck. No, this is not happening.
They really messed up with the season prior where they had her with that conservative girl,
and she even, and like the woman who plays that character even voiced her, you know, concerns about that. And I think, like, the good thing, like, I guess I heard her, because when this series, like, when the last season opened, or this recent season opened with her, like, basically dumping old girl, because, you know, and telling her, like, listen, like, the sex may be great, but I'm not, you know, clearly.
She's like, I'm not proud of myself with you.
Like, I mean, like, she gives the whole everything
to me personally.
Writers and producers listened, and we were able to put that to bed. But then she, you know, winds up again with the editor's blessing, landing the role of editor in chief after the best friend turns down to, you know, like, chase adventure and journalist or whatever.
Just spoiling, like, the whole season for me, Jamie.
Listen, I'm just saying, listen.
He's trying to save you from heartache.
I'm gonna see it anyway, because yeah. I mean, they already made me mad this season because they had this whole storyline about cancel culture.
Yeah, I was like,
right, and it didn't make any fucking sense. It ended up with this black dude trying to help this white dude get his job back and all this shit. Like,
what the fuck is this? Like, what are y'all doing? What are we doing here?
I was like, who is writing this show now? Because this is not the show from the first couple seasons. I don't know what this is. This is a different show.
But no, like, so the bold type was definitely fantasy. Younger is definitely fantasy. And Brooklyn Nine-Nine was
definitely, it's fantasy. I just,
like, oh, this is what y'all think this is, that this is what you want it to be. It's not this, no.
All right, so I think this is going to be the last topic, because the other last topic that we were going to have, I'm going to wait for JP to be here. Mm-hmm. Allison Mack got 3 years in the whole NXIVM trial thing, even though she, like, let people get branded at her home.
In federal prison.
And she's that white woman power right there.
she flipped on a lot of folks. That's how she got introduced.
For people who are unfamiliar with Allison Mack, although you shouldn't.
She was on Smallville.
She was on Smallville for, like, I guess the entire series, right?
Yeah.
So Allison, she joined the cult sometime in the early 2010s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. She also tried to get the other girl who played Lana in it. I think she was in it for a little bit, and then she was like, oh no, and left.
Right. So she joined NXIVM sometime in the early 2010s or whatever, and she sort of quickly sort of rose up the ranks and became one of the leaders, like, most trusted allies or whatever. The guy's name is Keith Raniere, and funny story, apparently this guy has been a con artist for most of his life.
Did he do an MLM before?
He did do an MLM before.
An MSNBC?
Thank you. But no, he had like this thing called Amway. Amway. And he also had this thing called Consumers Byline where people could get, you know, discounts through this toll-free number that folks would use to sell bogus shit. Anyway, it got shut down in 1993 after it was decided it was a pyramid scheme. So he leaves that to...
Wait, did he start Amway?
You know, he worked with Amway. He didn't involved with it.
When? How do you not know?
He got into scamming early. So the Amway was his entry point into scamming.
He's been scamming for 30 years, yeah.
So like, and then so he went from Consumers Byline to something called National Health Network, which was supposed to be a multi-level seller of vitamins. And then we leave that to form Nexium. And Nexium was supposed to be like this self-help, sort of organization or group of folks who were trying to better themselves through, you know, spirituality and whatnot. Which was really an excuse for him to like get laid by women and manipulate them. So there was a whole docu-series from
There's a bunch of docu-series. There was a podcast.
There's a bunch of docu-series, but the main one that I was watching that premiered last season was the one on HBO where they sort of follow like these two former Nexium members as they tried to get justice for, you know, his crimes or whatever. And then he was dealing with Catherine Oxenberg's daughter, who was also a member of the cult. Catherine Oxenberg was an actress who was on Dynasty for a time in the 80s. And so he had groomed her. He had groomed several other young girls. Mm-hmm. Basically, we're building a sex cult. And Allison Mack was part of that. She was literally sort of, in essence, like pimping young women and branding them and bringing them into the fold for Keith Raniere's pleasure.
Uh-huh.
And so of course she... decides she's caught, and now, you know, she struck a deal with the feds and she gets this light ass sentence, which is really, really interesting. But again, it's sort of indicative of just how shitty the court system is when it comes to sexual, crimes of sexual assault. Mm-hmm. Like, flip in order to get like the bigger fish. And Keith Raniere, I think, is
a big one.
Right. But like, there's just really something insidious about the fact that she was able to get like a lighter sentence for flipping on him. Keith Raniere is currently in prison, serving a 120-year sentence in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
So, like, I think the reason that they gave her, because it's one of those things where, because like, they have the video of him basically, pulling the con on her, yeah. Right? And so I think that probably helped her case a bit, because you could see him.
But, I guess you could see the brainwashing. I have to take that into consideration.
Also at the same time, you let this man bring people into your house and brand them with a laser.
And you knew he was having sex with underage. You knew he was taking advantage of underage girls. Like, you knew that all this was happening, and you still didn't, you know, it wasn't until you were caught that you started talking.
Right.
It's really like the whole thing, and maybe it's because I'm a skeptic. Like, I just, like, people were paying literally thousands of dollars to take these classes because the way he had Nexium set up is that it's kind of akin to Scientology in that you spend thousands of dollars in these classes to, you know, get to a different level. And with each level comes more prestige and more, you know, I guess, access to him or whatever. And so you're basically like sort of getting, you're getting these, you're getting like new titles with every, you know, with all the promotion.
Every run, like it's all the steps up the ladder of whatever.
So like it's eerily similar to Scientology, and the fact that he was able to get away with it for so long, like that's the thing that sort of just blows me. But then again, like I just, when you look at this guy, and that's the thing, I guess that's the thing. Because Keith Raniere, when you look at him, when you're watching this documentary and you're seeing people sort of, you know, flock to him as if he's, you know, like the most popular kid in class, you're like, what is this? What could it possibly be that you see in this guy?
He's taking advantage of people's insecurities, right. 100%.
And that's what it is. Like he was able to be, you know, he was able to use his charisma to sort of sucker these people into this thing. And, you know, I guess he was really able to sound, you know, extremely earnest about it. And I think it was his ability to sort of pretend to be that person that really.
Well, but not only that, like he was able to create this environment where everybody was also co-signing his shit.
Yep.
Like, there was a pod, like I found out about NXIVM because of a podcast I was listening to where they were talking about this girl that had gotten out of it. She was one of the people who had gotten branded, right? She was in it. She met her husband in it, you know? Yep. And they were in like her friend had invited her to join this like women's group or whatever, the special women's group in the cult, because it is a cult.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, no, I want, cause like, it was all about bettering yourself. She wanted to be better. She wanted to be a better person. She wanted to be better at her job, et cetera, et cetera. And they were like, oh yeah, it's going to help you. It's going to help you improve your confidence. It's going to make you better in this, that, and the other. Right. And so, but you can't tell anybody about it, including your husband.
Your husband, right. That was the thing that got me. I know who you're talking about. Cause I think she was an actress at some point and she, mm-hmm. yeah. And her,
and,
yeah.
And so like she goes, and when they invite her to the thing, like she describes the situation. And it's like really weird because they had them strip naked and they blindfolded them and they took them somewhere. And she said the only reason that she knew where she was is because the blindfold had moved slightly. And she looked at the floor and she was like, this is Allison's floor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how she knew she was at Allison Mack's house. Mm-hmm. And they like walked them into these rooms. And like, she talks about how they walk them into the room and get them branded, and they get branded with this laser, right? And like the first girl goes through it and she's in pain and like she's freaking out, blah, 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 blah. And she had been so conditioned by the cult that she needed to be stronger that she was like, okay, well, when this happens to me, I'm not gonna scream.
Right.
Her reaction wasn't, I need to get out of here. It was literally, I have to do better than the other people here.
Yep.
And then go ahead.
No, go ahead.
She goes and she gets it and she doesn't scream and she's just like, she like toughs it out, and then she goes home, she doesn't tell her husband, and then finally she's like, something doesn't feel right to her, and finally she tells her husband and she shows her husband the thing, and he's like, why do you have that man's initials burned into you?
Yep.
And she was like, what do you mean? Because she couldn't tell from her point of view.
Right.
But her husband can see it because he's not looking at it upside down. He's like, no, you have a K and a R on your body. And so then this is the thing that I love the most. Like, they were both deep in the cult, but as soon as he saw that some, like, even if he couldn't see it for himself, as soon as he saw something was wrong with his wife, he was like, you get out, go to your parents or wherever you got to go. And he told her to leave, and he went in there and he raised hell. He was like, excuse me, why are you branding people?
Right.
Why does my wife have your initials on her body? What the hell is this?
Like, that was the shit that got me. Like, and then, you know, like there was one in the documentary, I think there was, if I'm not mistaken, because there were like the HBO documentary follows that couple as, you know, they're linking up with Katherine Oxenberger and her, like, as she's trying to get her daughter back. And then there's another guy who was like Keith's right hand man who also met his wife through the cult, and you know how they had to, like, at some point, you know, like disappear and hide at their parents' houses, or, you know, do, like, just, you know, because like they were afraid that this man was going to kill them, because also, you know, there have been some questionable, you know, some mysterious ass deaths of former cult members.
Uh-huh.
So they really thought, you know, and rightfully so, like this man was powerful enough to hurt them. So they're literally trying to figure out, you know, places to hide and, you know, ways to sort of, you know, like disentangle themselves from this cult. And then there was another like big name that was connected. She was, shit. It's gonna.
There was another celebrity woman. Another Canadian actress who was also in it.
The right. One, Battlestar Galactica, who's now on
American. Yes, yes.
And then, but there was another who was funding it. Who she came from, like some big money family. Shit, it's gonna fuck with. I gotta look it up. But yeah, so like there was $1 billion heiress that was like funding him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
And I think either. Like someone connected to her also died, if I'm not. And also I think she's either facing charges or some sort of like indictment or something. Mm-hmm. I gotta look it up. But yeah, no, like it's that whole Nexium shit is a like it's a saga. Like you're just like, wow. Like there's so many layers, so many.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that is the last of our topics today, ladies. What's the ending spiel? How do I end this? Thank you for listening. We very much appreciate it. If you want to follow us on social media, you can find us on Twitter at Nerdgasm Noir. You can also follow us on our website, or you can also see us on our website, nerdgasmnoir.net. You can also follow each of us ladies individually. Maria, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Valar More Dollars. That's VALARMOR Dollars.
And Jamie?
The Way of the Id at The Way of the Id on Twitter and Insta and wherever books are sold. I don't know.
And Melissa?
I can be found on Twitter at Kirby Black.
And Storm?
I can be found on Beat Saber. I need someone to tell me who I pay to map these songs so I can get some new songs.
Fair enough. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Every place is the same. It's at Nani Cool J. Thank you for listening, and we will
thank you
see
for
you later.
Listening. This is the outro song.
Oh, God.
This is the outro. Coming back with outro. 2 weeks.
This is the outro song.
Outro song is long.
You thought she was gonna say it, didn't you?
Good night, everybody.
Word to your mother.